Hello, how are you getting on? David.
Corona? Oh, yeah, I'm David.
Nice
I'm
to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm the curling development officer here. It's my job to bring people like you in, let you have a wee try at the curling sport.
I don't have a clue how to do this at all. Are you going to show me some of the ropes?
Yes, I'll show you. We'll get you on the ice and we'll get you sliding out and hopefully delivering a stone and trying to get it down the other end into that big circle. Which
it's going to be a disaster.
Not at all, Connor, not at all. I'm trying to get them a wee bit tight so they don't come off. We've checked your shoes, we've put grippers on them to make sure that you're safe when you go on. We've given you a curling broom, which helps you with the balance on the ice. So we're going to get you on the ice now, and we're going to walk along the side of the ice rink, and you'll see some of the other clubs that are still playing.
Great. It looks like a bit of a sort of mop that you would use to clean the kitchen floor.
Yes, that's right. It's not unsimilar to cleaning the floor at home.
Today's the start of the Winter Olympics. It puts everything that you guys do in the spotlight, doesn't it?
Yes. We're really delighted when we see youngsters coming through that we've maybe helped to coach many years ago at the very start of their career, coming all the way through and turning into curling superstars, representing Britain all over the world. Get ready to sweep. Sweep.
Yep.
Come on, sweep. Up. Up. Stop sweeping. As the stone's going down the ice, we watch very carefully the direction of the stone and how fast it's going. If you keep sweeping, it'll allow it to go further. If you stop sweeping, it'll slow up and hopefully stop. Oh, that's quite tiring, pushing that heavy stone. How are you?
Yeah, it is harder than it looks, actually.
If you watch that lady there, Valerie, she's sliding out.
So that is
what we're trying to get you to do.
This is going
to
be a fail.
Remember, it's just a bit of fun today, and don't feel bad if you let the listeners down by not being able to do it.
Okay,
here we go.
So down.
Hips up, and bring forward your slippy foot and underneath you. That's it.
And then push. So how long does it take people to get used to this?
Am I just being an idiot? Not at all, Connor. Most people within the hour, we give them 40, 45 minutes, are able to get the hang of that. And to be honest, Connor, I think if we were to give you another maybe 5 or 6 hours, you might get up to... I'm only joking.